let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. Oh, you Atlanta Braves. You never get a, you never catch a break. Never catch a break. And let me set the story with Miss Jean, Catherine Jean LeBion. Yes, her name is Jean, Catherine Jean LeBion. Hello. Let's hear what she has to say.
The president hosting the Atlanta Braves today, wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial, about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called Tomahawk Shop, any thoughts on that?
So, look, we believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and Indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation.
Yep, you're on the chopping block, Atlanta Braves.
So she actually had a talking point in her binder of misinformation there?
The binder of misinformation. She did. She was ready for that one. She was ready for that. That. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Distraction! Distraction! Right? Everything is going to poo. So let's talk about the Atlanta Braves. Huh? What do you mean? Now, of course, Governor Kemp is in the one thing he'll stand up for. He wouldn't stand up for election integrity. He doesn't stand up against the queen of Georgia, Stacey Abrams. But when it comes to the Atlanta Braves, don't you talk about my Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves, I'll fight. That's now the center of his re-election campaign. Let's understand that. So Governor Kemp responds. That's what I'm talking about. Governor Kemp chopped that response. He went chop, chop, chop right against the White House. You want to fight a chop, chop. Tomahawk chop. Cha-chop. Anyway, Governor Kemp responds to the White House questions about Atlanta Braves' name change. This is a big controversy. Leading off the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I really wish, at this point, I want one team to just name themselves after the Whiteys. I really do. Remember there was that Indian guy? If you're on Twitter, there's always this picture that pops up every 6 months. It's the Indian guy with the Caucasian shirt. I wish they did that. Like, that guy's like, oh, is that bad? We're like, where can I buy that shirt?
I want to say you could actually buy that shirt, and you know, Washington missed the perfect example for it.
That would have been, I mean, the idiot who runs it, I forget his name right now, if he really wanted to troll, he should have just gone Caucasians. Just go Caucasians. You know what? Call them the Washington Trailer Park Trash. I don't care. It would have been fantastic. You know they would have been like, we're the Washington Way Trailer Park White Trash. Woo! It wouldn't have been the Tomahawk Chop. It would have been the Trailer Park Chop. See, that's the difference between y'all and me. White people, we love it. We love it. We cause the crackers. I don't care. The fighting whiteys. That would have been the greatest thing ever.
Well, Atlanta should change their name to the Atlanta Rioters or Looters.
That's right. That's right. The Atlanta Robbers. That's the most politically correct name. That would be so good. But people get so up in a roar every year. Like the Fighting Irish, somebody put that in the chat room. Yeah, there it is, the picture. This guy's, I'm just an Indian supporting his local sports team. And everybody went, yeah, where can I get the shirt? where can I get the shirt, bro?
Hold up. You keep that one up, the DOJ is going to put that on the list of symbols for white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't care. I'm already on like six lists. So I don't care. I'm trying to go for 10.
Can I get it red, blue, black, green? I can have one for every day of the week.
Yeah, that's right. That is my theme. Anyway, for more than 50 years, the Braves have called Atlanta home. But some people, this is the same method of thinking, and I'll keep bringing this up because I'm apparently the only one who's upset about this, that caused Rhode Island to lose the longest name in the union because some dink from Chicago moved in and she started making noise about it. So instead of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, now it's just the state of Rhode Island, which is completely erases part of its history. But some people think it's time for a change. During a White House news conference Monday, Press Secretary Catherine Jean Lesbian was questioned about the team as the Braves visited the White House and President Regime Leader Sleepy Creepy Joe Biden. Yeah, we don't have that audio, but Joey took a picture in front of the Braves, and then he stumbled out to the middle of the stage. He's like, where's everybody under 15? Come here! And all the kids are like, no, Daddy, I don't want to go with the old man. He's like, you have to go. The Secret Service is going to shoot me in the head. So you got to go on the stage and let him sniff you. Sorry, we're here. You got to deal with it. All right? Daddy doesn't want to die. So go get your hair sniffed like a little girl. But that was creepy, too. He's like, 15! Come here! But he was questioned about that. And of course you just heard Jean Lesbian. The audio doesn't make for good. We can't play it. we definitely can't play it. It's awful. It's really, and everybody's like, wow. He doesn't even care. We're like, give me the children. So the Lesbian says, we believe that it is important to have this conversation. You know, and Native American and Indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation, in my lesbian voice. And the crazy thing is, Indians, yes, I understand they live on reservations and stuff like that. They got it real bad in some parts. They do. I understand that. But on the other side, I mean, unless you're in Rhode Island and you try to open up like a smoke shop and the state police is going to raid your sovereign land. The Narragansett Indians in Rhode Island have been trying to throw up a casino in there for probably, I'm 41, 50 years. And every single time it gets voted down. Narragansett Indians were once the most feared tribe in the New England area. The most feared tribe during the King Philip's War when the Native Americans in New England tried to oust the Puritans. The only tribe that wouldn't fight the white man for a while was the Narragansetts. And the only reason the Narragansetts did not get involved as soon as they did is because Roger Williams, when he was banished from the place in Massachusetts, whatever it was, Plymouth Rock or whatever. Who cares about Massachusetts? Whenever he was banished from there, he learned the Native American language. He learned the Narragansett language. In fact, he's the guy who enabled people to actually speak with him. His relationship was the only thing, and eventually the Narragansetts came in. Whole thing about that, the Narragansetts can't get a casino. That's really the only thing they can do now is get casinos. Or they do these things where it's not like, please, like the Atlanta Braves pay the tribe, and you'll see it in a little bit. They get money for the use of the name. Anyway, last year, the National Congress of American Indians stated that they had made it clear that Native people are not mascots and that rituals like the tomahawk chop dehumanize them and have no place in society. You know, this happens every couple years in Florida when somebody freaks out about the Florida Seminoles, and then the Seminole tribe's like, bro, we're good. We're really okay with it. We actually love the fact that they've incorporated us into the university. And so they always try to do this, and the Seminoles are like, no, we're good. We're fine. But most of the fans of CBS, most fans told CBS 46 that they don't think it's any reason to change. Jake Miller said, I think the Braves organization has a long-lasting tradition, one of our oldest teams in baseball, and you have to stick with tradition. Governor Kemp said the Braves should always be the Atlanta Braves. Go Braves and keep chopping. Last year, CBS 46 also spoke with Braves former mascot and member of the Ottawa tribe, Chief, and I'm sorry, Chief, I'm going to say this wrong, but Chief Nakahoma. He spent 17 years with the Braves organization. He said he was always respected. Quote, "There are some people in my tribe that did not like the idea of the mascots, but the greater percentage, 80% of the tribe, always had respect for the organization." CBS 46 reached out to the Braves, and they were like, yeah, no, we're good. But this is just another fake controversy to try and get you out of thinking about all of the terrible things that nobody wants to talk about. The fact that the dark winter's coming, the fact that food is getting harder to find. It's stupid cultural war nonsense, but we can have fun with it. That's why we let it off on the brief, because we're going to be talking about a lot of other stuff as well today. But yeah, Atlanta Braves, hold firm and chop all the negative away. Keep it.